Welcome to Series 2 in the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk, the third in Volume 4, Psychology and Asian Philosophies, is entitled Freud, Jung, and Kundalini Yoga, Part 3. It was recorded at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California in 1966. And now, Joseph Campbell.
First and finally, life, the universe, and all things within it are absolutely without meaning. That's the sense of the title of the Buddha, Tathagata, the one thus come. And the saying that all things are Buddha things says that about us all. And in the biblical tradition even, where the final term or reference of life and all things is God, God simply says his name is I Am. All things, the universe, are without meaning. Yet life in the universe offers occasions for meaning and for relationships. And the intellect asks for these. Symbols have to serve both terms. Symbols this side, the hither side of symbols, offers meanings, establishes relationships. Rituals are occasions to participate in a symbolic system. A mythological order is an order of images, ineffable in the final reference. That is to say, they point beyond meaning. And yet, which, at the same time, evoke and direct the energies of action. Now, when a mythological symbol operates, it operates antecedent to interpretation. The mind then seeks to explain it, just as the mind seeks to explain life. There are lots of meanings in a symbol. There are lots of meanings in life. There are lots of meanings in a thing. And there is no meaning. The meaning system is for your mind, for your intellect. But the action takes place just as being does, right out of itself, when it's touched by a valid symbol. And the symbol, if it's in a social structure that is operative through the symbols, will link you into the social structure without any worry on your part. As soon as the symbols have to be explained, they've lost fire. As I said to begin, life, the universe, and all things are first and last, absolutely without meaning. And this term of the Buddha, the Tathagata, the one thus comes, points to that. The wonderful thing about beauty is, satisfies you in itself. You don't ask for its meaning. There it is, that's all. And it meets you, and you meet it, and the wonderful releasing thing about it is that it is beyond the necessity for you to say, why is it there? There it is. What is the meaning of a violet? There's that wonderful sermon of the Buddha that stands at the source of the whole Zen tradition, where He simply held up a flower. There was only one of the assembled. He gave the signal of recognition, and that sermon beyond sermons having been rendered, the Buddha gave a sermon with meaning in it for the rest of the community.